Hey, and welcome back to the Rick and Daffs podcast. I'm Daffs.
And I'm Rick.
And we are here to talk to you on your morning commute, or whenever really you're listening.
Yeah, because really we have no showtime.
No. Nope.
This is just whenever.
No. Nope.
Which is the amazing part of it.
Absolutely. Anytime you want it. Which reminds me of listening to great products and podcasts anytime you want them. Stitcher has a fantastic app for your smartphone and tablet.
Love the Stitcher radio
and you
app.
Should all download it.
Mm-hmm. And you can listen to us, Rick and Daffs.
Absolutely.
For free.
Which is
the most important part, because I'm pretty sure none of you would pay to listen to this. I would pay you to listen to it. 99 cents each. I'm going to be out $6. but first, before we get started, we should probably do a word from our sponsors.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Who's sponsoring you today?
Progress. Not Progressive Insurance, but just Progress in general. The inevitable tide of progress.
Hmm. And I'm being sponsored by the estate of Chef Boyardee, who has asked me to cease and desist my constant letters that I've been writing to him. I just want to know the secret recipe. Somebody told me it was red dye number 3.
Oh, it's in there.
It's in there. All right. Okay, so what's on tap for this episode?
If you could clone yourself, would you?
Wow. That's a really tough question.
Yeah, because there's great reasons to do it, for sure, right?
Well, you save a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
If you're able to make the clone your slave, you pretty much don't even have to do any real work. Is it like Multiplicity, though, where the clones just get stupider and stupider as time goes on?
No. So we're talking about like a one-time clone. Let's start it off simple. You get one clone.
You get one clone. He's exactly like you?
He's exactly you.
But how does he know that he's not actually the real me?
He doesn't.
So he thinks he's me.
You both think you're you. We're talking prestige style. Hugh Jackman gets into a machine, hits the button, boom, both of them are there all of a sudden.
Wouldn't that lead to a lot of legal issues
if
we both truly believe? See, what I feel like what we would want to have happen is that I would like be able to live my life much easier by having an extra person around. But I feel like what would happen is we would just get into an argument over who's the real one and immediately go to court.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be no way to prove who was who. And so the court would divide my estate. It would be like essentially getting a divorce from myself. I would get no benefits. And
your friend group would be split.
Yeah, because
who do I choose?
Well, especially if they thought the original you was incredibly unethical. By saying that it's like making a clone of yourself. So at that point, you'd have to claim that you were the clone, that you were the victim, and then sue the real clone for damages.
But you wouldn't even know.
There would be no way to prove it either way.
Pretty soon, you just have to start, you know, signifying which one you are. Not Rick 2, because obviously you're Rick 1.
You'd have to have your own
clearly.
Name.
Yeah, you'd have to go by colors. The Rick that always wears pastels.
See, I think I'd come up with my own name. I'd change my name. Ulrich von Bierstrom.
Ulrich von Bierstrom.
Yeah. That's the name that Daffs would have me take.
Absolutely.
He feels like there's no way that I can fail in life if my name is Ulrich von Bierstrom.
No, von is a sweet middle name, and it allows you to slip in a curse word so easy. Ulrich von Bierstrom?
Wow.
I didn't even say anything. You all at home heard me say your favorite curse word.
Actually, I edited that out with the magic of editing.
Oh.
Which I am very good at. So, as you all heard prior with my amazing Zombies vs. Samson intro. So I have to confess, I was working out and I used that to get myself pumped up a little bit. Anyways. What would you clone yourself, Daffs? The scenario I've laid out, I feel like, is the most realistic for what would happen.
I don't know. If I were to go into it saying, okay, there's going to be another one of me.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one's going to know which one's the real one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. At first, I would say no. Because I don't want our mouth to feed. I have to do laundry twice as much. I mean, I'm pretty easy to get along with. I think, and since I'm going to be cloning me, we're both going to think we're both easy to get along with.
What if you found out that you were actually really annoying? Like, That wouldn't that be the worst? Like, you get your clone, and you guys are all like, oh, this is going to be awesome, and then you're hanging out, and you realize, like, I hate myself.
You all think of the same jokes.
I am a horrible person. That was really disrespectful. I can't believe I said that to me.
You both drink the last beer. You're like, well, come on. Twice as much laundry.
Twice as much laundry. But at the same time, you all fit the same clothes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And who is a better wingman than me?
But I think that would really scare off the ladies.
Well, but here's the thing. So I'm married. I have a wonderful wife, Stacey.
Do you think that? How do you think she would react to having, like, an extra DAFs around?
Honestly, I think she would. First reaction would be like, "What?" And then she'd be like, "Yeah, no, that sounds like something he would do. That sounds about right. This fits
reasonable.
The pattern.
Yeah.
So she'd probably be annoyed at me, for sure. I mean, obviously there are certain benefits. Twice as much chores.
Could get done.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. And, you know, definitely more one-on-one time, for sure.
Hmm.
I could play video games in one room, and the other one could be out on a romantic dinner with her.
Oh, man. But then she'd still feel neglected by one of you.
Well, yeah. That's why you would never tell her which one you are.
Well, you both think you were the real one.
Exactly.
So it wouldn't really matter.
No.
But do you think that you can handle, like, the clone making out with your wife?
But it's me.
But is it you? It's not you. I would feel incredibly territorial.
So here's something that I read. It's, somebody kind of posed this question. They wrote a paper about it. And I read this a while back. And it said that, yes, if you clone yourself exactly, you're the exact same person. Because you've had the same experiences, same memories.
But then it would diverge.
Everything. But as soon as that other clone exists, they're forming their new memories, their new experiences. And then, it's not exactly you.
What if your wife found out that the new one she liked better? Like, what if he formed new memories and a new identity that was more cohesive to her?
Oh, that'd be rough.
And she divorced you for your clone.
That'd be rough. Well, and that's the other thing, too.
Moonlight's clone loses wife. I can see the headlines now.
That's the other thing, too, is if there's suddenly two of us, does Stacey get free range of both of us? Are we both married to Stacey? Or is the new clone, whoever we'd end up deciding to flip the coin, is suddenly this young bachelor living with us? That would kind of suck. That'd get really old fast.
Well, we'd have no identity. I feel like what would happen is, for some people, they would end up, getting in debt to the mob. And then having to sign over the rights to their clone to the mob and make a clone of themselves, and then that mob would be like an indentured servant that was you, and then all of the crimes would come back to you.
Oh my god, that'd be a great movie. Can you imagine that? Like, you owe the mob money, you make a clone, you just give them to them, right? And you're like, hey, sorry, other me, but I gotta do what I gotta do. 10 years later, you fast forward, he's no longer indentured, right? He's paid off his debts, but now he has a certain set of skills.
He's a made man.
Now he has mob connections.
Yeah.
He's killed.
He's coming back for you.
He has hand-to-hand combat up the wazoo, and now he's back in your nice little suburb town. You are in trouble.
Yeah. Well, either that or... Well, I think either way you're totally screwed, because one, now you've made a clone of yourself. Okay, but here's the thing. Like, if the clone was freed... And it got traced back to you, you'd obviously be in trouble. But mm-hmm. any crimes the clone committed, would those come back to you? Because you initially gave the mob a clone of yourself. So, I mean, technically, that was a crime in and of itself.
Yeah, you're in some legal hot water
about
what you do.
Yeah, and I feel like that would be brilliant on the part of the mob, because then they basically have, like, a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Absolutely.
They've got this guy who they can do whatever they want with. But would he become part of the family?
I'm
probably
pretty
not.
Charming.
I don't think... I think that you would think that you would be charming, and then you'd end up dead.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so then if you think it's a bad idea to clone yourself, would you clone someone else?
I feel like cloning is a bad idea no matter what.
Really?
Like, I don't think there's any situation. But here's what would make me reconsider it, is if everyone was cloning themselves and you found yourself at a disadvantage because you didn't have a clone. You know? if some people were able to work it out with their clone, where they would each like go to work for a part of the week or something like that. Like one of you goes to work, you know, for Monday, Tuesday, the other one for Thursday, like Wednesday, Thursday, and then you alternate Fridays or something like that.
Food would really be your only cost. Although here's the thing,
you have two mouths to feed, two people to entertain on the same, but you're only working part time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, it might be nebulous.
But what's to keep you or your clone from saying, you know what? Screw that guy. I'm not going to work. And then just calling you up being like, yeah, I'm not going to work. So if you want to keep that job, you need
to go. Yeah. That or, you know, murdering you.
Oh, yeah.
To take your life.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the people that would first jump at the opportunity to have a clone are the type of people whose clones would murder them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then where do we consider murder? That's a good Law and Order episode right there.
Does the clone have a social security number? How many people...
Yours.
But if they had their own, how many people would, like, just say they were their clone so they could get an extra, like, social security number and then rack up an enormous amount of debt?
That's true.
And then make a clone and kill it.
That's true.
That's also ingenious.
But...
I feel like basically what we've determined is that having a clone is a great way to become, like, a criminal.
Yes.
And, like, there's a lot of uses for having a clone. If you have no respect for human life at all, you can do a lot with a clone.
And if you were to fight your clone right away, I mean, neither one would win, right?
It would know all your moves.
Totally perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to fight your clone maybe a month and a half from now, a year from now, you don't know how it would go.
Do you think that, like, a clone boxing league would emerge?
Oh, absolutely.
Whereas, like, people would start to fight their clones for money?
Mm-hmm. Two competitors, both equally matched. They get cloned, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you go into the gym, and then...
You give them, like, a month to be apart.
Mm-hmm. And they can choose any way of martial arts learning they want to. Obviously, you need to have outside influence. Otherwise, you would choose the same one,
mm-hmm.
the same gym, same everything. So you need to be like, okay, we flipped a coin. You are going to learn kickboxing, and you are going to learn...
No, I think you teach them both the same thing, give them a month. And so you want to see which clone, like, if just that month apart gives them enough divergent thinking to where one of them outshines the other.
And then you clone him.
It all comes down to coaching.
Then you clone him. You kill the loser. Clone
you kill the loser.
Clone him again. It's a club. It's a clone fighting ring. Morals are not really a huge issue right now.
You don't respect human life at all in the clone.
So then you clone the new clone.
Clone Fight Club.
Right. Can you imagine that? He's been cloned 27 times and killed himself every time. The longest running streak ever. It's Rick Von Bierstrom.
Editing. Editing, people. Anyways.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch it too, but I'd feel guilty while I was watching
it. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I'd still watch it.
Definitely.
But then I'd like, tell people that I felt bad about it.
Yeah. Can you guys believe that? I heard Rick watches that fight league.
He watches underground clone
fighting.
That's
horrible. And then go home, incognito window, bring up primewire.ag.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. For all you government agents listening in, neither do I.
You know that Pirate Bay tried to buy their own literal island?
Yeah.
So they could have their own real Pirate Bay where... copywriting was not, like, a thing.
Yeah.
But somebody stopped him.
Corporations are people.
Yeah.
All right, so end of the day. Yes or no? Cloning.
How many people... Am I the only one who has access to cloning?
This is the first time, yes. This is science coming to you saying, Rick, we studied everybody. We chose you. Do you want to do it or not? This is a one-time deal.
No.
No.
I think it would mess with my psyche too much. I would end up either a criminal mastermind, a murderer, or incredibly poor. Because my clone has sued me and taken me for all I'm worth. How about you?
I think no. I think I probably wouldn't. Which is really depressing.
So we had this big 15-minute discussion, and we've decided... Well, no.
When I started, I thought for sure I would.
So you're here to hear, folks, the Rick and Taff's official recommendation is that you do not clone yourself.
And join a fighting league.
Yes. I think, for me, the main deterrent is the legal ramifications, coupled with the psychological ramifications.
Yeah, I think for me, it's mostly financial and logistics. I don't think really morality really factored in a whole lot to this episode. Is cloning wrong? That's not really important. Let's talk about if I sued myself.
Well, but here's the thing, is like, if you feel like you were going to lose, you just like go in and say that you were the other guy. You say that you were the...
Who's
the
you're
plaintiff?
Not?
I'm the plaintiff. No, I'm the plaintiff.
It's he said, he said.
He said, he said. Well, if you took that tactic, then, you know, you could easily, you know, really stymie the courts. Either that or you plead insanity. And by doing so, plead insanity for the other guy, because you say, if I'm insane, then the product of me must also be insane. So he has no grounds to sue me. So
you would just cripple our nation's already poor mental health departments.
I plead insanity. Since I'm insane, he's insane. I feel like that would really stymie the courts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would do it now that I'm thinking about it, because I might be able to wiggle my way out of legal loophole, like find some legal loopholes to get out of it. But I also think that that might drive me insane. So. Officially, no, I'm still off of it. Any other random tangential business that you would like to discuss in the next 3 minutes?
Well, here, real fast then.
Okay.
You choose to clone yourself,
mm-hmm.
but you can wipe the clone's memory. Or one of you gets their memory wiped and then dropped off somewhere else.
Oh, see, that's where the mob would really want that ability.
See, I would say yes, because I think it'd be kind of really cool. Think of all the things that you wish you could do with your life.
I feel like the clone would either end up with a better life than me, or, like, you'd either have a better life than I did, or, like, I don't get any benefit of just having a clone. He commits a crime, then it's on me.
Well, yeah, okay, so sure.
I feel like...
But are you likely to commit a crime?
Am I likely to commit a crime? No. Am I, if my memory was wiped, likely to commit a crime? I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
I certainly feel like I might have some sort of, like...
Criminess
about me, perhaps. I have a fear that there's some criminess deep inside myself. For those of you who have not seen Good Guys, I would highly recommend you watch that, because it's not the monetary value of the crime that makes it so crimey.
It's a good show. I recommend it as well.
I feel like I don't get any benefit from that.
Yeah.
I don't get any benefit from that at all.
I was thinking of the existential, you run into each other years later, and you tell each other stories about what you did with your life.
Yeah, but that might just make me depressed.
That's true.
And he also might want to kill me and take me my life if I turned out better than him,
or, if he's
or
really,
vice versa.
He's a really bad life. You feel bad, you're
just
supporting him.
A lot of murders. Basically, what I'm discovering is that legal problems and murders are going to be abound in this scenario.
Absolutely.
And here's another question: let's say they're able to, like, maybe they're not people that start cloning like individuals. What if they start bringing back like political figures?
Oh my god,
that would be a real problem.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Like, who of all the presidents do you think has the best chance of winning an election in 2015? 2016, I suppose, would be the next election. But right now, like, if you were going to bring back a president...
Reagan. Because people loved Reagan then, but they love him even more now.
And the Republicans seem to have a taste for, like, an outsider. And who's more of an outsider than a clone of a dead man?
Reagan. Yep, he'd win.
I feel like FDR would really give Reagan a run for his money.
Is that a polio joke?
No. But if I was going to make a polio joke, I would have said he would have given him a ride.
Oh.
But I feel like we would like the idea of a cloned president, like a famous president from history, much more than we would like the reality.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, we bring back George Washington, and he would be far, far more conservative than any of us would like. He would want to, like, instigate martial law when he saw women wearing pants or something.
You bring back Teddy Roosevelt, and he's like, well, this has been fantastic, but it's the weekend, I'm gonna go kill a rhino. And you're like, Teddy, you can't do that, man.
I'm going to Uganda.
We have rules about that now. It's fine, I'm the president.
I'm the president. He would be signing all sorts of executive orders. Everyone would be mad. You know, Teddy Roosevelt actually fairly big supporter of women's rights. His daughter, Alice Roosevelt, wore pants a lot, and he drove cars and all sorts of stuff.
Really?
And he was just like, you go, girl. He also was quoted, though, as saying, I can either run the country or father my daughter, but I cannot do both. Because apparently she was very wild. There's a story that she would carry around a boa constrictor around her neck and take it to parties. So, long story short, I would not clone myself.
Neither would I
recommend cloning a president or any other political figure.
Nope.
From history.
Even your dog, I'm kind of...
Because you also know somebody would want to bring back Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
And it would just be...
There's always someone.
Yeah. Or, like, Mao, or, you know...
If only to slap him in the face.
It would be bad.
Yep.
So...
Technology we shouldn't have. Damn you, progress.
Just one step closer to the Planet of the Apes.
Every episode.
Everything leads us one step closer to the Planet of the Apes, people. All right. Well, if you would like to comment on this episode or give us your comments or opinions on cloning yourself or somebody else.
Absolutely.
Or you have a show idea.
Please write to us at rickanddafs@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Or check us out on the Facebook page. Write a comment there. That'd be excellent.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm Rick.
I'm Dafs.
All right. Have a good one, people.